Reish Tadi Zayin Sif Gimel Dalet Hey Reish Tadi Chesif Aleph. Sif Gimel is the loch of Isra to be Nenef from Yai Nesech, that even though it's a bag of a spices that was put into a barrel of wine, even though Lechera it gets it soaked up with wine, which is Yai Nesech, and it should be Isra to be Miriach, says the Machaber, there's no Isra to be Miriach. For the most part, it's not too common, and therefore we'll go to Sifdal. Sifdal talks about using the mitzvah, the klal of Kivin Desavida Bochod Mitzvah, Avon Mitzvah Chito, which somebody, I think, rightly pointed out that it sounds like that this halacha is only with regard to using a mitzvah. Once you use it for mitzvah A, try to use it for mitzvah B. But to use it for mitzvah A and then again for mitzvah A, there is no inyan. And that's why the Mishnah, when we saw with regard to the wicks on Hanukkah, it wasn't brought down to use last night's wicks, because today I was given this mitzvah chadam, because it's the same mitzvah. But here that you use your hadasim for mitzvahs luluf and esrig, then there's an inyan to use it again for mitzvahs besamim. Ein in mitzvahs chavil sevil says dafka in a case where you're doing them both at the same time. Two mitzvahs on the same kais. However, where you did one mitzvah and you finished with that mitzvah and now you want to use it for a different mitzvah, then that's not a problem. Now, l'chur, the same thing would apply to using an esrik. A hadas, the bracha of a hadas, is not very many besamim. So either way, it's not the right bracha and you're using it for besamim. L'chur, to use an esrik also, that's what we try to do. Use the esrik, we try to make a bracha also on clothes, that we shouldn't have the issue of very many besamim. But use the esrik, it has a delicious smell, and if you would make a bracha on it at a different time, you'd make a nice and reactive appearance. Now, there's one thing that a person has to bear in mind, and that is when he's making a bracha on clothes, very often, if he has a little box that he puts the besamim in, if the kids play with it, sometimes they'll dump out the clothes, and there's nothing left. So you'll smell it, and you'll be smelling the smell, but there's no clothes left inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if there's no clothes left inside, then you're not allowed to make a bracha on that. You can only make a bracha on davar sheish by mamish. But if there's no mamish, if there's no clothes, even though the smell got absorbed inside of the box or inside of the cloth that it was in, then that's not enough. You cannot make a bracha on it. However, very often there's a little crumbs in the bottom. As long as there are crumbs in the bottom, says the Mishnah Berurah, then that you could make a bracha on. There is an inyan. I just saw quoted now, I didn't see the Chazanish inside. It sounds like the Chazanish holds that it's ma'akif. Mishnah Berurah says clearly that it's not. And that is not to use spices that are meant for food. Mishnah Berurah brings down that
not cinnamon?
Yeah, which would mean not cinnamon. Or cloves that were set aside to make salmon. The after Allah yesh letzad the yochel avarich b'rimini v'samim gamal v'samim shimunachim abayis letzarech tavshel. Since you're picking it up in your hand to smell it. In other words, generally, if you just smell the cinnamon when you come into your house, you don't make a bracha. If you would pick up the cinnamon and smell it with conscious decision to smell it, then you do make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah seems to be machir like that. Malkum, he brings down the Rabbeinu Ephraim says did a mitzvah minim ufcher and he designated clothes special besamim just for Avdallah, and that is lechatchila that saw in the dirshu. It seemed to be mitzvah in the Chazanish to say that it's tzak makif. That since you're going to put it back afterwards to use it, you're picking it up now, but you're not picking it up and now changing it to use for smelling. You're picking it up to smell, and you're going to put it back in the fridge and you're going to use it cinnamon for your cake. Therefore, it's considered that it's miyuchad for tafshil and not for. Miuchad for tavshil and not for smelling, and therefore one should not make a bracha on it. Therefore, lechatchila, one should have clothes that are designated for besamim and not for making salmon.
That he should designate.
No. That he should designate is fine. Doesn't have to be. What? Lechur is the brahmin of besamim, think. Yes.
Cinnamon that's designated is
also fine. 100%. Cinnamon that's designated is fine. Very many people, for some reason, they don't use their clothes on Pesach, and they end up using cinnamon, or they put away their clothes for Pesach, because it's within the rest of the stuff that they have in the fridge or wherever else they keep it, and was around with the chametz, and they put it away. They don't buy special clothes. Then they use, very many people use cinnamon on Matzei Pesach. That would get into the shaila whether or not the cinnamon which is bought to use for a tashul, you could use it to make a brei minei besamim also. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a problem. Somebody, Sif Hey, somebody that doesn't smell. I remember going to Steinman many years ago. He would not make a premium to Samim because he did not smell. I think there's a famous Meister that when he was in the Schweiz, when he was in Switzerland, so he lived next to the church and they would burn incense. And he asked Rabbi Shalom to take away his kayach to smell. And since then he didn't smell. I remember going to Bissamim, he didn't make the premium to Samim. I didn't know at the time why. He didn't make the premium to Samim because he's not. It's really not so pashy. Because if you understand that Brei Minyan Samim is a chelak of the Havdalah, then it turns into a Birchas HaMitzvahs. And if it turns into a Birchas HaMitzvahs, then you could be Maitzi somebody even if you yourself are not being there now. The same way that we say with Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Kiddush on Shabbos morning is a Brei Priya Gofen. It's a Birchas Hana, Birchas HaNenin, which is also a Birchas HaMitzvahs. And therefore you could be Maitzi somebody even if you yourself are not going to drink from it. You could give them to drink from it. Theoretically, we could have said the same thing with Brei Minyan Samim. However, the Mishabura Paskin is not that way. The Mechaber Mishabura is saying it's not that way. That it does not get a din, even though it's a chilek of Havdalah. It's not be'etzem a chilek of Havdalah. And if you were in Yeshiva Smir and they made Havdalah, and you didn't get one of the Besamim things in time, then you make the Besamim afterwards. And you can make it beforehand. Be'etzem, it's not kashur specifically the Chatchila. You're supposed to be Mesadar al-Kaitz, but it's not kashur to Havdalah. It's a Berchaz Anenin. Because the Neshama Yisera is leaving. And therefore, somebody that's not being yotzei or cannot be yotzei, cannot smell it, should not be yotzei somebody else. And the same thing applies that somebody that was already yotzei. For example, the person that we talked about yesterday that goes to the maternity ward in the hospital and he goes and says makes Havdalah 15 times. Each time that he makes Havdalah, after birchas mitzvah, it's not a problem. He's allowed to say it 15 times. However, you know, the Mishnah says it's not like a tchilo, but you could do that. However, after the besamim, each time he should be miriach the besamim. Which, if he wasn't miriach in between, then it could be that as an issue. But lachur, he was every time that he makes a new bracha in between. That's already considered maybe he has a chadas, he goes to a different place, and therefore shini makim.
And eichlin, you can make
on eichlin. On Eichlin, that's if it's designated for Eichlin, it's not so simple. But the Mishbur passes that you could, yes, absolutely. If let's say you bought mint and you put it in your refrigerator to use for and use it every week to make soup, and now you want to use that mint to smell for Besamim. Just the Reich, in the case where it's yes, we pass it that way. Absolutely. If you pick it up to smell. There's even a tzad that you make a bracha on pas. There's even such a tzad on the Mechaber brings down Ramo. In that you make it in Hilchos Birchas HaReiach. You come into a house, there's not a geschmack of smell of Erev Shabbos. It's mamash me'in Olam Haba. Now we get to the halachas of Ner Havdalah. Be'etzem Ner Havdalah, it's a big shaila. The same question that we have that we just had by pas, you should have over here. If it's a Birchas HaNenin that we make a bracha every time that you nene from the light, so then how come only Matzah Shabbos? Every time they turn on the light, you should make a bracha. Elamai, that's not the reason why we're making the bracha. The reason we're making the bracha is because it's the Birchas Haidah to Ribbono Shel Olam for creating fire. And when was fire created? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Deo, Bina Vahaskil, to Adam Arishan, that he should be able to figure out to rub two stones together and produce fire. Memela, where you make a Birchas Beri Meresh on Matzah Shabbos. Now, it's different than Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, the reason why we make a Beri Meresh is for a different reason. It's because we weren't able to use fire the entire day. As opposed to on Shabbos, even though we also were not able to use fire the entire day, that the Sharatim speaks out what the chilek is. But there's a nafkamina lahalacha between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and that is with regard to, do you have to be machzer after to make a brachas? The mechaber says, "Mevarach al aner beri mireish im yesh lo ve'ein tzarach lachzer acharov." There are those that hold, there's a Yeshiva that holds that Yom Kippur is different than Shabbos. Shabbos, if you're in the Yeshiva Smir and you couldn't run close enough to the fire to be Nene, by the time you got there, they already put away the thing and you have no place to be Nene from a fire. But there, you don't have to go ahead and try to find it. However, in Yom Kippur, there is an inin to be master acharof to make a Brei Meresh, and the reason is because it's for a different reason that we're making the bracha. It's because it was aser b'hano up until now, and now it's mutar b'hano. As opposed to Matzah Shabbos, because it's a Birchas HaNenin on the fact that it was created And if you see it, then you can make a bracha. If you don't see it, then you don't have to make a bracha. What gets in the big shailas, and this is really brought down in the Mishnah Berurah Yom Kippur, leave it for then, is what happens on with the difference between Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Kippur with regard to using an Erech HaShalas or not. To use the Ner on Matzah Shabbos, since we just said that Yom Kippur, the reason why we make a bracha is because you had a fire. This fire itself, you weren't allowed to use Yom Kippur, and now you're allowed to use it. So you need a Ner that was burning the entire Yom Kippur, that you weren't able to use, and now you can use it. If you don't have such a Ner, then Mepashas says you can't make a bracha. On Shabbos, that's not the case. You're allowed to make a bracha on Ner that was created right now. The shaila is, what happens on Matzah Yom Kippur, which is Matzah Shabbos? Do you need a Ner that was Shabbos and Yom Kippur, or do you need a Ner that's not? The Mishnah Berurah brings down a mitzvah, I think, in the mind that you don't need. The Chachili says that you should, and, or maybe it's the other way around, I don't remember. That's what he says. You don't need it, so you should, but I don't remember which way the mitzvah says. And by regular Kippur, you don't, the more regular Matzah Shabbos, you do not have to Masa Harel, and you do not need to have a Ner Shashalas.